Hello, my name is Harry Pearson. I delivered the brokered Windows runtime component demo in the keynote at Build this year. I also did a session on brokered Windows runtime components. Unfortunately, one of the demos in my session didn't work. So I've recorded this video to demonstrate the wake on callback feature of brokered Windows runtime components. Let's see how it works. Here we have the Northwind RT demo application that I showed in the keynote and in my session. In addition to the database code, there's also this class called FileWatcher. FileWatcher uses a standard .NET file system watcher to watch a specific file system location, in this case, the same location where I've deployed all of the brokered Windows runtime components. I'm watching that file system location for changes. In particular, we're looking for new file created events. When file created events occur, we raise a new event called file created. This Windows runtime event is one that can be handled automatically by the client application. In the application code, we can see here that in the onLaunched function, we are creating a new file watcher and we are registering for the file created event. In the file created event, we are basically just raising a toast that demonstrates the name of the file, that displays the name of the file that was created. Now, this is interesting because the brokered Windows runtime component continues to execute in the background even if the application is suspended by the system. Windows runtime applications that are not in the foreground automatically get suspended by Windows. The background component can actually wake that application up by firing an event. Let's see this in action. I'm going to run the application here without debugging because the Visual Studio Debugger will automatically disable suspension. Now I'm going to switch over to the application, switch away from the application. And we're going to look here in Task Manager and we'll wait for a second for the application to become suspended. Yep, now it's been suspended. So even though the application has been suspended, that background component is continuing to run. So if I right click over here and say New File, it's going to wake the application up and it's going to raise the toast. Oh, there's the toast notification, and as we can see here, the client application is no longer been suspended. It gets activated for a short window of time, but as you saw, it didn't bring in the application to the foreground. And now the application's been put back to sleep. So, that demonstrates the wake on callback feature of brokered Windows runtime components. If you want any more information about this, please see the white papers and the other sample applications about it. Thanks very much.